views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello and welcome to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. And if you're new to the show, I want to give you a big welcome. We're here every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern time. And we have a great time. We have Brian, the producer in the station. And before I bring in my guest for this week, I got a couple of things I want to share with you quickly. I have been getting a tremendous response from last week's show that we did on the Shaman Way of Soul Retrieval. And at the end of the show, I was talking about a group gathering that we were going to be putting together. And if you were interested in this, to let us know by going over to my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. The archive is out. You can find the archive right there on my show page under archives on transformationtalkradio.com. I also have the links, if you're trying to find where to go, on my website as well, underneath that show post for last week. I recommend that you listen to that episode and see if that's something you want to be a part of. I've been getting unbelievable response on that. So I know I was supposed to go with that last week, and divine knows what we're doing. So I wanted to mention that. Also, before we get started, and I'll remind you throughout the episode, my guest today is Susan Liberty Hall, and she's going to be sharing all about her great book, Ha, I Laugh in the Face of Cancer, and how she did it with a Native American treatment. This is an incredible story. She's very excited, very passionate to do this. But before I bring her on, during this episode, the live episode, she really wants to get this word out. She is giving away five signed hard copies of her book. If you would like to be a winner of one of those books, call throughout the show. Brian, the producer and the station, he's taking the calls. Please talk to him. He'll need some information so we can give that to Susan to get those books out to you. You don't have to come on the air unless you have a question for Susan about what the topic is today. But if you want to win the book, if you want to win a copy, we've got five of them to give away. 1-800-930-2819. Go for it. If you get a busy signal, try again. 1-800-930-2819. Let's get some of these copies out there. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this dynamic lady we have coming on today. My goodness, she's amazing. Now, she is a survivor of breast cancer, and she used the Native American treatment instead of conventional. And she's going to be sharing all about that, how the family felt, what in the world, you know. I mean, this was a time where, you know, people usually have an opinion about what you're doing. I mean, we're all used to that. And she's going to be sharing that. She is what she calls herself, an ordinary 69-year-old grandmother. And she just loves all of divine creation. Now, in addition to being an ordinary 69-year-old grandmother, she was also a former Playboy bunny. at the London Casino and New Orleans Playboy Clubs. Now I'm sure I've got everybody's attention. And she was also a former model and dancer. And she's the author of two books. Now, today we're talking about her book called Ha, I Laugh in the Face of Cancer. And another book she has is Scented Adventures of the Boutique Sisters in Fairyland. Now, her mission is to help others with health issues through therapeutic essential oils by Dr. Gary Young, the Young Living therapeutic essential oils. She's also sharing about the Native American healing treatment, the Two Feathers healing formula, that's what saved her life, using this formula after that cancer diagnosis. Now, she went through an interesting experience because she shares her healing energy through the book we're talking about today and the one she's giving away today, the signed copies. That's Ha, I Laugh in the Face of Cancer. But here's the thing. Her brother, who is former LA Lakers owner Jerry Buss, he also had cancer, and he chose the conventional treatments. Now, his suffering and untimely death really inspired Susan to write this book in his honor. So with that in mind, I really want to bring Susan on the air. Welcome, Susan, to the Jen Royster Show.
Oh, thank you, Jen. I'm very pleased to be here. Thank you again.
Absolutely. Now, you know, obviously, when we were speaking last week, you are so passionate about this. So obviously, you know, you believe, you know, and now you're really trying to pass it on to another. Now, what's the most important point you'd like to make about the book to start off?
Well, thank you. The most important point is how the Two Feathers healing formula works. I mean, it works. It's inexpensive. It's simple. It's effective. I did this by myself at home without a doctor for less than $150 a month, although most people probably would need $300 a month. I did half of the recommended dose because I was quite sensitive, and I was also taking care of my Young Living business, and I had to be present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, you absolutely. And, you know, it's incredible because, you know, before we go to the first break, can you tell us a little bit about what is the Two Feathers? I mean, for people that have never heard of this, what is the Two Feathers healing formula?
Well, this is an amazing Native American herbal remedy, all natural remedy that, by the way, I was guided by a prayer, and I can tell your precious listeners next opportunity about that. And it's important because I was guided absolutely to find this formula. And it's like I say, it's a natural formula. I simply put the material, the ointment in two capsules. I took two capsules daily internally. I was able to be cancer-free in less than 3 months. Cancer-free.
Wow.
I'm cancer-free today. Have and if it ever comes back, I've got that remedy. I'm ready, and I am laughing in the face of cancer. It doesn't scare me.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I love that you just completely made your own choice. Yeah, it's quite the fascinating. We're going to go into that because I would love for you to share how you were guided by the prayer to go this route and to just know that this was the right route intuitively for you because you were listening to the answers to your prayer. Let's do that on the after the break because we're about to go to a break. So if anybody is just tuning in, this is a great topic. I mean, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, obviously, but this is also a very powerful alternative Native American treatment that my guest today, Susan Liberty Hall, is sharing how she had cured her breast cancer without conventional. She did it at home. This is amazing. And she's got this all in a book. We are giving away five signed copies of her book. And you can call in to be one of the winners if you'd like, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break now. When we come back, let's pick up with how you were guided by that prayer, Susan.
Very well. Thank you.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, Susan Liberty Hall. She's talking about, Ha, I Laugh in the Face of Cancer. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Say you will. You won't make up your mind tonight. Say you do, say you don't wanna be mine. Say you will, say you won't, make up your mind this time. Say you will, be my tonight.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
And we are back. It's great you're tuning in. We have a great show for you today, and it's an option for treatment for cancer. I mean, really, probably any cancer. Our guest today, Susan Liberty Hall, if you're just tuning in, has written a book called Ha, I Laugh in the Face of Cancer, and she shares how she treated herself and is fully recovered now from breast cancer. I'm Dr. Jen. You are listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're new to us, we want to welcome you as a listener. And also, if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819, if you would like to win a signed copy of Susan's book that we're talking about today, 1-800-930-2819. Brian will be right on the other end of the line to take your information, and we will keep powering on. We're going to be giving those away throughout the episode here today. Now, Susan, before we went to break, you said that you were guided by prayer to take this method of treatment, to go this route. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. Thank you. This is the absolute center of everything that I would want your listeners to know. And that means that when I got cancer in April of, when I was diagnosed with cancer in April of 2012, my brother, my beloved big brother, Dr. Jerry Buss, the late owner of the Los Angeles Lakers basketball team, as you had earlier said, also was diagnosed with cancer. This is interesting that we would both get cancer at the same time. And this was not new to us. Our mother had died a very horrific death when she was only 62, after following everything the doctors had told her to do with her surgery, chemotherapy, their lack of interest in anything that she ate. They just suggested cookies and pies. Really? They did.
Cookies and pie? Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's like sugar. Okay.
She wasn't interested in good food, and she came to the doctor to ask, what should I eat? And he said, eat anything you want, anything that tastes good, cookies, pies, I quote what they gave her. In the moment, I said, no, we must talk to her about nutrition. She won't listen to me. Please and tell her about nutrition. He said, there isn't any issue at all with nutrition. There's no need to be concerned about nutrition. And that was a long time ago. Yeah, it was. But I saw the same thing happening with my brother just recently when he also had cancer at the hospital. The doctor's doing the same thing. He also had cookies and pies, Jell-O, of course. Red Jell-O, all of the above, nothing different from anything that I had seen happen with my mother. But mm-hmm. to the story then, when my brother, beloved Jerry, said, when are you going to have the mastectomy and the chemo and the radiation that was also recommended for me? And I had to tell him in that moment, and this was painful, it had to be done, I had to say the truth, I had to tell him, I can't do that, Jerry. I can't do chemotherapy or surgery or radiation. He said, well, I'm doing it. He said, I'm doing aggressive chemo, then I'm going to have the surgery, then I'm going to have the radiation. And he said, if you don't do that, it's going to take your life. Well, reality was, when I looked into his beautiful brown eyes, I could see that he was worried that my choice would take my life. But what he didn't understand is when he looked into me, my eyes, I also felt that his choice would take his life. And unfortunately, I was correct. I was correct. So he went ahead and he did his aggressive chemo. I say that because when you're rich, guess what? You get more. It's like, oh, let's get him more because he's rich. So he got a tremendous dosage this all before the surgery. And during the surgery where they removed a tumor from his abdomen, there was a surgical error committed. They poked a hole in his colon. And the next four surgeries and five procedures, nine in total, were meant to try to correct that error, which, by the way, was never corrected. The finest and the best that money can buy, the hospital we're discussing now. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just giving a fact as I know it to be. So with that in mind, I told him, and I remember my words, because he's brilliant. He was brilliant. He was a PhD in chemistry. He had an analytical mind. Mm-hmm. He trusted the doctors. He went to the very finest, the very best that money and research could buy. And he felt very safe in what he was doing. I don't know how he felt that way because we'd had the experience with our mom who had died this horrific death, but that was the choice that he had made. So I remember saying to him, I know that you are brilliant, brother, but so is nature brilliant, mm-hmm. and I will choose nature. And I saw his face, and we agreed to disagree. I went home, and I thought, oh, my gosh, that having been said, what am I going to do? I didn't know. This has just happened. So I knew it. I wouldn't do. I didn't really know what I would do, but because my business and my life had been placed with Dr. Gary Young and his Young Living Essential Oils and Supplements, that had been my life for many years since 1993 when they had saved my life in the beginning when I had been poisoned by my husband who had committed suicide, and the Young Living Oils saved my life then. So I thought,
Yes. Okay.
I will go Yes, I will go to the Young Living Essential Oils for help. So I did. I went to the to my desk reference guide, and I saw everything there that was spoken about for breast cancer. I purchased all of those oils immediately. I followed the regimen.
Okay. Brian, is she still there?
She should be.
Well, oh, there she is. There she. Okay. I had lost it on this end. Just checking.
Okay. Are we good?
Yes. Yes. Go ahead. Okay. Yep. It's all technology. Right. It's fun when we have technology. And we have a Mercury retrograde going on right now, and it always affects technology and communications.
Boy, am I familiar with that one.
Yeah. So we just go with it.
We do.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to go, Dr. Jen, I wanted to go to the Young Living Clinic in Ecuador because that's where I knew I could get what I needed. But like any of these clinics, naturopathic clinics, they're very expensive, and I would have it would have required a huge sum of money, which I did not have. Mm-hmm. And nor did I feel comfortable to go to my beloved brother because he did not believe in essential oils. He had kind of laughed at me all through the years, thinking they were like a perfume. He did not understand the medicinal uses of therapeutic grade, in this case, especially Young Living essential oils. So therefore, I couldn't ask him. It was not right. And yeah. Therefore, I did not ask him. And I went home and I did what I always do. I went into prayer and devotion. And I sat at my altar and I asked our God, I said, "Dear God, please guide me. What would you have me do to save my life?" And it was a deep and profound prayer. And the answer was instant. I just shot up out of my chair. It was like I was on automatic pilot. I had no idea what I was doing consciously, but I went to my office. I opened up my file cabinet under C. My hand reached for a file somewhere in there, and I pulled out a file that said cancer. And I thought, wow, I didn't even know that it was here. So I opened up the file, and there was one single piece of paper. It was a flyer for Two Feathers Healing Formula, a Native American formula that was saying that it was for cancer. I remembered then that after my mother's death, I started looking for alternatives, natural alternatives. That's how I found Young Living. And this was another thing that I had found, put it in the folder, forgot about it. 20 years pass, and God guides me there. I open it up, and there's a picture there, a photograph of a man my age, 68, 69, who had lung cancer, and you can see like a scar or a hole in his chest. And then next to him, there's a table with 8 or 9 tumors on the table that he claims have been taken out of his body using Two Feathers Healing Formula and that he is cancer-free.
Whoa.
Well, this is bizarre. I mean, you know, this is bizarre. I'm very interested in metaphysical things. I'm very aware of all the miracles of healing, the different modalities. But this one I had never heard of, never seen. So I looked at that. There was a phone number. And I thought, well, what if I call and this guy's not even answering? I mean, 20 years have gone by. I've never heard of this. I wonder if they'll still be in business. And then I laughed at myself, reminding myself, wait a minute, God is not going to give this to you if the number is no longer in service.
Right.
So yeah. I gathered myself and I made that phone call and I spoke to Robert Roy. He is the distributor or the guardian, I would call him, of the Two Feathers Healing Formula. I told him my situation. He made his recommendations. I purchased one jar of Two Feathers Healing Formula for $134.95, which I had that money. That was not a difficult thing for me to do. He sent it out that same day. I got it the next day and I began the protocol that he had suggested. And his suggestion for me was, according to my weight and the condition I had, breast cancer, and I had had a biopsy, and he said, "Oh, I wish you hadn't done that. It does spread the cancer." Well, Gary Young, my beloved mentor, had also told me that, but also many other naturopathic doctors have the same view, that biopsy does cause cancer to spread. But how does one know if you have cancer, and what remedy you can do if you don't know you have cancer? So people turn to the biopsy because they're frightened. They also turn to the PET scan because they are frightened. And the Mayo Clinic, and I learned this firsthand, they have said to me in my presence that they do not use the PET scan because they know at Mayo Clinic that it causes cancer. It's 300 times more radiation than regular mammograms. Therefore, they will not use it. And yet, they were handing those PET scans out to my brother like pancakes on a Sunday.
Yeah. Now we're going to hang on to that thought because this is so powerful, but we have to take a break. And you're on a roll. So hold on to that girdle, lady, because you are on a roll. This is good stuff. This is important information to put out there so people have options. We're going to take a short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, "I'm gonna be like you, Dad."
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm here to rave about my favorite dressing and marinade, Galeos Marinades. As hearty vegetables such as Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and pumpkin replace the waning fruits of summer on supermarket produce displays, when I want to add that special touch to my fall dishes, I reach for Galeos Miso. Whether it's the Miso Caesar, Dijonnet, Ginger Wasabi, and the newcomer Southwest, I know that I'm going to prepare a fabulous dish. Galeos dressings, which are made with all natural ingredients, have no MSG and are gluten-free and should all be part of a well-stocked kitchen pantry. But perhaps the Miso Caesar adds a special something to fall's bountiful harvest. The culinary masterminds behind Galeos Miso dressing, chefs Andre and Gordana, have just developed several of their favorite easy-to-prepare and healthy fall recipes that include their Miso Caesar dressing. So visit GaleosCafe.com. That's GaleosCafe.com for your special fall dish.
called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
And we are back. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen, and you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. My guest today is Susan Liberty Hall, and we are sharing her amazing story that she has put into a book to share with everyone else to help them. And the name of this book is called Ha, I Laugh in the Face of Cancer, and how she cured her cancer with a Native American healing treatment called Two Feathers. And before we went to break, you were sharing how you went into the file cabinet, grabbed this treatment that you had had there now for 20 plus years after a prayer and asking for help. And you were describing how this picture had all these tumors. Is that what it was? On the table?
Yes.
That, and I know the listeners out there are going, what in the world? Because I've never heard of that either, to be honest. And so can you tell us a little bit about what that was?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so basically when I looked at that and I called Robert Roy and I got my protocol, I would soon experience everything that that dear man in the photograph that we're talking about experienced. And it happened like this. I began the remedy. I took two capsules internally daily. Now, the recommendation was three. I only did two. So I started on a certain day, and I kept a journal. 14 days later, I woke up, and one of the two tumors on my breast that had been the size of a marble and hard like a marble, one of the two tumors there that had been biopsied that I knew was cancerous was gone. Now, what does that mean? It did. Disappeared. It collapsed. I couldn't feel it. I couldn't see it. It was gone. It was in there somewhere, but I could not see or feel it. 3 days later, the second one also collapsed in the same way. So now both of the tumors that I was aware of are collapsed. I don't see them. I don't feel them. So I call Robert Roy, who is helping me, this holy man, who is helping me and not costing me a cent, not one penny, after 34 years of helping everyone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This good man spoke to me and said, this is good news. It means that the cancer is no longer attached to your living tissue. It is dying. And he said, this is the time then to take a little bit of the formula, the Two Feathers healing formula, and put a little bit of it on the tumor site, which was my right breast where the tumor had been. And at the same time, to continue the regimen of taking the two or the three tablets internally. This I did. I followed what he said, and about 2, maybe 3 days later, it opened up a wound. It opened up a wound, and I could see the tumor underneath my skin. There it was.
God.
Now, this was not the size of a marble. Oh, no. This was much bigger than the external tumor had been. It was the size of a dollar pancake, and I didn't know how deep it was, but it was big. I could see it there. I also would identify it. Remember, I have no medical knowledge or understanding, but I am cancer-free. So I identified it, and it looked to me like it was a fungus, and there are many researchers out there who now agree that cancer is a fungus. Looked like a fungus. So I saw that there, and it began to, the Two Feathers formula began to pull it out like it had some way of pulling it out. It began to come out of my body. It took an additional 14 days to get that tumor completely out, and then on the 14th day, it simply fell out. What do I mean?
God.
I mean it fell out. It fell out. It was the size of a dollar pancake. It was the depth of maybe, I would say, 10 quarters because I didn't know how to measure this thing. So I put one quarter on top of another, and when I reached the 10-quarter level, that's how deep it was, 10 quarters deep, I put it in a specimen jar. I looked in the mirror, and there I could see another tumor ready to come out. Wow. So I repeated this process 18 times. Now, why is that important? That is important because the Mayo Clinic, very prestigious, and Desert Radiology both had done independent tests using a mammogram and the ultrasound, and I did have the biopsy, and they all confirmed that I had two tumors, cancer tumors, and one benign, total of three. That's what the x-rays and ultrasound showed. Well, how come then there were 18? So even the tests that you get that are, you're told, oh, this will do it, this will tell us exactly everything, did not in any way, shape, or form tell us everything. In fact, it was very, very limited and not accurate at all. So instead of that, my good man, this good holy man, Robert Roy, said there's no need to do the PET scan or the biopsy. There's a simple blood test called AMAS blood test. It's chronicled in my book. My book is created so that anyone can duplicate my process with the Two Feathers Healing Formula for any kind of cancer, regardless of the advancement of it or any other treatments that might have been done, how many people I've helped now that have come home to die after they did their chemotherapy and all of their stuff. And after taking every organ out that could be taken out, they come home to die. And many times that's when I get them on Two Feathers. They're all alive today. That's important.
So even if they've gone through, she's got a lot of respiratory capacity, doesn't she? She just goes. And you know what I love? You're so passionate. I know you believe this. I can feel that because you just light up. You just light up like anything I've ever seen just talking about this. But so you're saying that just so we can make sure we're understanding that people that have already possibly gone through chemo, radiation, or even a biopsy, they could still get on this and it can help them too?
Yes. Well, and here's what we want to say about that. This is my personal experience. And it is not anything that is a medically proven fact, because like I've just shown you, those medical proven facts weren't factual at all. So here's the point. I have many people now that came home to die that are on Two Feathers that are still alive. Now, their cases are much more difficult. Of course they are, because not only are they fighting the cancer that was never killed in the first place by that chemo poisoning and radiation and surgery, but they're also fighting the ravages that have happened to their immune system. So the Two Feathers now has to work very hard. But the good news is I've not lost any one of them who stayed with that program.
Oh, see, that's your history data right there. That is right there. It's all you have is what you know, and that's what you're sharing very openly. And this is pretty incredible. Now, really quick, guys, she is giving away 5 signed copies of this book that has all this information that we are sharing today. If you would like to win a copy, we have 5 of them we're giving away during the show. Call in 1-800-930-2819. Brian's there to take your information, and, you know, we'll send you one out. It's very generous of Susan to do 5 copies. So we want to give those out because this is giving you an option to some other option for the treatment. And like she said, now you've seen, or the gentleman, his name was Robert Roy. He said it'll take care of any kind of cancer. Is that right? Is that what you said?
We're always careful not to say things that would put us in jeopardy. So what I can say is that any kind of cancer, in my personal experience, I have seen Two Feathers assist in every possible way. For example, I have never been sick since I started Two Feathers. Never. I used to get everything my granddaughters got. I would come home with strep throat, and I'd go over and put oils on them, and I would come home with whatever they had. I have never been sick ever since I started the Two Feathers Healing Formula.
Well, it sounds like it strengthens your immune system.
It strengthens the immune system, to be sure. Now, there's some challenges, and everything about this is met in the book. And by the way, the oncology lab that does the AMAS blood test, all that information is in the book. It's very simple, to find out a doctor who does that test in your neighborhood. It doesn't mean you have to be his patient, because this does not require a doctor. And if you do go to your doctor and say, what about this? They will tell you every single time, oh, don't do that. And I had many people die. And my friends die because they listened to Dr. God after they were on the two feathers, after they were receiving amazing benefits. They got scared, went back to the doctor. Doctor took off of that, and every single one of them died. Now, here's another thing that's interesting and not very happy. I had many people, many friends, because people started to come to me after I had my experience. And some people said, well, I don't want tumors coming out of my body. That is really icky. And they said, you know, well, I've got money, so I'm going to go to the best naturopathic doctors and the best naturopathic clinics there is. And they went, one, my friend in particular said, I'm not going to do that. We started at the same time. She went to Switzerland, I think it was, to the best cancer clinic there. I started two feathers. I asked her if she wanted to do it. No, she didn't. We were in the same church. She had children. She went there. She was very confident. And several months later, I get a call from her, and she said, I've been air-vac'd out of Switzerland. I'm now in Texas, and I'm going to have an emergency surgery. I'm bleeding. I'm hemorrhaging. The tumors are bigger than they were when I started. Will you please order 12 jars of the two feathers formula? I'm going to hand you my husband, and he's going to talk on the phone. Please order this for me. She said, if I survive the surgery, I will go on two feathers.
Mm.
So she did survive the surgery, but this means that this cancer was now extremely advanced.
Yeah.
So she got the two feathers, yeah, her husband, and but she was doing well. She was very weak. She was like 90 pounds. It was very late in the game, but she was doing fine. She was on the two feathers for about 2 months, and she decided with her husband that they would go back to another naturopathic doctor to see how they were progressing. So the doctor said, oh, absolutely not. Take her off of this. And so he took her off. She listened, and that precious lady, my friend, died a short time later. She had one more surgery, and her husband told me that when the surgeon came and talked to him about it, and he said, I don't know how to tell you this. He said, but there's a lot of dead cancer in your wife. It's dead in there. I don't know how that happened.
Oh, husband, man.
Aww. He was sure that it was.
No, it's an incredible story. So that, I mean, it was working. It just, you know, it was just at the timing, and it's an amazing story. We're going to take another quick break. If you want a copy of this signed book, this is an amazing opportunity. 1-800-930-2819. Susan has given away copies of her book, Ha, I Laugh in the Face of Cancer, that's sharing all of this information in this book that we've been talking about. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'd like to share with you a recipe directly from my friends at DeLeo's Cafe website. Try this barbecue lamb marinade in DeLeo's miso marinade. Get your lamb shoulder cut into cubes and put into a deep dish. Add salt and pepper to taste, then fresh garlic. Yum! 3 tablespoons of olive oil and 6 tablespoons of DeLeo's miso sesame seed dressing marinade, and leave overnight in the refrigerator. The DeLeo's miso dressing will bring out the best taste of the lamb and make it very, very tender. Then you can barbecue the next day. This recipe is directly from Chef Andre himself, so we know it's going to be delicious. For more information and to order your dressing today, visit galeoscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S cafe.com. Or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. Remember, shipping is free.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The Women and Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
And we are back. This is Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. And quick, before we close out this last segment, we have two winners so far. We have three more copies, three more left. If you want to get in on winning a free signed copy of Sharon's book, my guest today, we have a winner, Sharon in Connecticut and Nina in New York. Congratulations to those winners. You will be receiving a copy. It'll be mailed straight to you. It's a hard copy signed by Susan. So we have three more. Get in on it. 1-800-930-2819. And Susan, my goodness, where can people find you on the web or learn a little bit more and purchase your book if they're looking for this?
Thank you, Dr. Jen. Yes, my website is the same name as the title of my book, www.ILaughInTheFaceOfCancer.com. I can also be found on Amazon Japan using the name of the book or my name, Susan Liberty Hall, and Amazon Germany. And that's important because I want to say to your listeners, I know you have listeners all over the world.
Yes.
I'm very concerned about our brothers and sisters in Japan with Fukushima and the very horrid circumstance they are facing because they have radiation. So when they go to their government, to their medical facilities for assistance, guess what they're going to get? They're going to get more radiation for their treatment. This is horrific. So if anybody knows of someone in Japan, I need a way to reach my precious precious friends in Japan so that they will know I have this book translated first and above everything else into Japanese. It's available in a hard copy. It's available in Amazon and Japan, also in Germany, and next will be Swedish. So I'm looking to have a worldwide offer to anyone who is interested in alternative way of overcoming cancer that works. It's not care that never stops. It's care that works. That's
yes.
what we're looking for. That's what we all want. We want care that works. So please help me with this. It's extremely important. And then, not only that, but congratulations to the winners of this book. And to those of you who order the book, I'm also available for you one-on-one. You'll find that I have my email address there available for you, my phone number too. And if you want to talk to me personally one-on-one, I'm going to do exactly what Robert Roy does and offer myself in service to help anyone, anytime. Of course, he does 24/7. I can't make that offer. I'm going to sleep. Excuse me, but I'm going to sleep. But bless him. So I will also teach you about Robert Roy and how you can go to him and receive his help as well. And let's not forget the importance that prayer plays in this whole situation. Without that prayer, I would never, ever have found Two Feathers Healing Formula.
Absolutely wonderful. And we have a third winner. We have Dora in Michigan. So congratulations, Dora. Book will be on the way to you as well. We only have two more. You only have a few minutes left to get in on the free copies of Susan's book. She's signing these hard copies, sending them straight to you. 1-800-930-2819. Brian will take your info. Two more copies left before we end the show in just a few minutes. Now, Susan, we have a couple of minutes left. What is your message to the world? Because this is a syndicated show that goes everywhere.
All right. Well, this remedy works, and I'm here to help. But let's talk in just this moment about what happened in Belgium in February 17th of 2014. Legislature passed making it legal to euthanize children of all ages who are suffering from what? Chemotherapy and a terminal cancer. So as an alternative to the murder of our children, please, let's consider something else. And the dear, dear lady on TV today that is choosing to end her life, there are three states in this country, our great country, that offer the suicide pill. Okay, I met one of the ladies, or I had her referred to me, and she had cancer. She did everything the doctor said. She went home because they said, you're going to die. Chemo didn't work. Nothing worked. You're going to die. So go home and have Christmas with your family. But in their mercy, the doctor offered the next day that she would come back, and he would give her the peaceful pill. And since she lived in the state of Washington, this is how she would meet her Lord. The day after Christmas, committed suicide.
Okay, so this is an option for you guys to go check out. I mean, obviously, this show, and thank you for being with us, Susan, very much. And
before we
close out, everyone, I have all these links and information to Susan on my website as well, on the show page here, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. And what we do on this show is we provide you different options, different modalities. You hear what mine are, like that's what we did last week. That's one of mine, but that's many, many options that are available to you. And one of the biggest things that I truly personally believe in is that we should be making choices for ourselves. Listen to all the options and listen if it's resonating with you. Do what's right for you. This is an incredible offer and very generous that Susan gave us today, giving away her copies. Again, her website is HaILaughInTheFaceOfCancer.com. She's got all her information on that website. I have that link over there if you're looking for it. It's also on the page, on the show page on Transformation Talk Radio under my show page for my archives. The archives will be out in a day or so. So if you've missed part of the show and you want to hear the whole story, it will be out there, obviously. And everyone, I want to say thank you for listening. And thank you that we can be a part of your life every week. Share this with whoever could benefit and be inspired and bring hope to maybe a situation that doesn't seem to have any, because that's what this show is about. So thank you, Susan, for being with us so much. It has been my pleasure to share your passionate story with the listeners.
Thank you. I'm so grateful, Jen, to the good work that you do.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And she's out there. She wants to help you. She wants to pay it forward. So if you want to check this out, go check it out. I have everything over at my website again, JenRoyster.com. And also, you want to check out last week's archive. We're getting a lot of activity on that. And we are combining a list for those that want to pursue that a little further. Healers, lightworkers, really pay attention to the last segment of that archive from last week. The archive's right on my show page, TransformationTalkRadio.com. It's also on my website, so you have all the links. I want to wish everyone much love, happiness, and a big hug of hope. Namaste.
The Jen Royster Show, Intuitive Guidance to Inspire Your Life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, Intuitive Guidance to Inspire Your Life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.